We put this lady and this gentleman up here because we didn't have enough pillars. Now, I'd like to introduce to you, on my right, at probably 50, 75 pounds, Mama. And over here, on my left, the contender, Papa. Now, if any of you good people are unable to see both Mama and Papa, there's lots of chairs at the back. Let's start pulling them forward and squaring yourselves around so that you can see both these notable people. These two good people, by the way, were mocked up whole cloth by the HCA students. I want to thank them right now for this good job done. This just shows you that after somebody gets through a modern HCA course, he can really mock up. You realize now, some intuition must have told you that we were going to have some group processing. Really? Now, is there anybody doesn't want any group processing? There's somebody at the back doesn't want any group processing. That's real good. There's an empty chair up here. Now, group processing is an activity participated in by the group and directed by the group auditor. Group processing came in several years ago and was very, very successful at the time it did. It's been very successful since. It's an oddity that group instruction, in the same way that you receive group instruction on the first night PE course, which, by the way, was all I guess there was to the PE course there. Unless, of course, it's on again tonight. I don't lecture tonight, do I?
Yeah.
Well, it's a democratic world. I actually do have to give some of those lectures that are on the program. We've covered one to date. Anyway, group processing was very successful, and it's a strange thing, however, that with the processes we were using a year ago, that group instruction actually did more for IQ and for the general state of case than processing. But that was a year ago. Now, if we can do as much for a case as we can do under group instruction today, using the type of instruction, more or less, that you saw the first night here, what would happen if we really developed some group processes and a group auditor procedure? What would happen? Well, there actually exists today a group auditor procedure. There exists a sort of a regimen of what you do and what you don't do. One of the things you don't do is to keep changing commands on the pre-clears. You attempt to run things somewhat flat, at least take the kick off of them for the group. Now, group auditing with our modern processes can be terrifically successful. It can also be terribly disastrous. I hate to have to say that, but there have been a very, very great many people entirely changed by group processing. Now, group processing, of course, cannot and never will supplant individual processing. But as individual processing moves forward in its results, group processing moves up, lagging a bit, of course, considerably, but group processing is still quite effective. Now, what process do you suppose you could possibly run with these two nice dummies in the front of the room? Well, you could run that, but you notice here you have some maps. Is that some maps? Well, let's look at Mama. Now, you realize anybody such as yourself that's had several hundred mamas up and down the track, one way or the other, actually, you don't need to get too specific about mothers. Mothers are simply a subject. They're very, very nice things to have around sometimes. Sometimes mothers aren't very nice to have around. I mean, it's just one of those things, sometimes a matter of opinion. However, I have had a preclear who had told me what an awful mother he had suddenly discover that she wasn't such a bad old girl after all. And I have had a preclear that was saying, oh, I had the dearest mother in the world, suddenly find out that she had been made, to say the least, in a careless moment. Why, you're slow. Yeah, that's the way it is. Well, anyhow, fathers, of course, are another subject entirely. In fact, they're another object. And fathers are, of course, fathers. And it's very, very hard to generalize on fathers because they all act so much like fathers most of the time, except those that refuse to be fathers. As many a little baby has spent most of his time trying to convince Papa that Papa was a papa. You'd be surprised how much concentration some children have put into that. But both of them, of course, have had some role in the formation of the person. It's an odd thing, isn't it, that a broken home where father or mother is amiss or gone produces in the main the bulk of unsettled people. In other words, you take somebody down here in the juvenile delinquency ward, something like that, you find out normally he comes from a broken home. That's quite peculiar. Well, you go up in the sacristy and you find out that the priests up there, many of them, have come from a broken home. And you go and look over famous authors and so on, and you find out a lot of those came from a broken home. You look over judges, magistrates, and police officers, and you find out many of them came from a broken home. In other words, we see that a broken home plays a very significant role and being well aware of this, why don't we just group audit a little bit here on broken homes, huh? Not that you have one, but I am sure, unless you sprang full-armed from the brain of your auditor, you had a mother, right? You have some recollection of this. And some of you have had a father. Is that right? That's correct, isn't it? All right. In view of that fact, do you suppose that you could see in this charming lady here some vestige of some mother you may or may not have had at some time or other? You might also see in her somebody else's mother, such as the preclears. Got that? In other words, this symbol we have, although it doesn't have mobility at the moment, is nevertheless a symbol. You see that the symbol must have had mobility, however, because it appeared there. I don't think it was there during the lecture. And over here we have Papa And I think we can see in Papa some of the Papas that you might have been associated with, right? How about that?
Yeah.
You can do that.
Yeah.
Well, now let's look at Mama again. Let's look at Mama again. And see in her the symbol of womanhood. And then let's look at Papa again and see in him the symbol of manhood. Now, these are very charming people. I know I talked to them for hours, and they're very obedient. They don't originate well. But do you suppose Mama over here could receive a communication in any way?
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't think so. All right, that's good. Now, do you suppose Papa could receive a communication?
Yeah.
Well, now, can you get the idea, more or less, that that figure of Mama is there?
Yeah.
All right, can you get the idea that the figure of Papa is there?
Yeah.
All right, that's fine. Now, we're going to run a process, which is a very, very simple process, and is run in exactly the same way that we ran our process yesterday on the Pope's, okay? You don't have to acknowledge the execution of this at all. You just do it as best you can. Anything that happens is, of course, the responsibility of the seminar leader. And neither mine nor yours, okay? All right, now let's once more look at Mama.
Charming figure.
And now let's look at Papa. All right, now let's look at Mama. And, hold her still. All right, that's fine. That's fine. Now let's look at Papa. Now you hold Papa still. You hold Papa still. All right, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. You having difficulty doing this? Huh? All right, now once more, look at Mama. And you hold Mama still. All right, how are you getting along with that, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, you find a little more success in that this time?
Yeah.
No, yes. Well, I tell you, the task of holding these still, of course, is quite considerable because you aren't using enough force. Now, I want you to use more force than you're using. I'm not joking now. And there's Papa, and I want you to hold Papa still. You really getting quiet?
Yeah.
Hmm? All right, that's good. That's good. That's fine. Does anybody hasn't had a win yet? All right. Is anybody still wondering why we're doing this? Because they're already still? Well, if that's the case, why, you missed the point. The point is, you see, it's still because of gravity and a whole lot of other things. But you hold it still. You be the sole agent that's holding that still. All right, now let's look at Mama. And you hold Mama still. That's fine. That's fine. If you're still getting a wobble, or if you're still finding that there isn't anything to it, try a little harder. And there's Papa. There's Papa there. No, that's Papa, you understand. That isn't our Papa. That's your Papa. Okay? Your Papa. Now, you hold Papa still. All right, you getting Pop a little stiller? You kind of getting your hands on him? Huh? You've been thinking I've been joking. You think I've been joking when I said use some force. I want you to, really. I want you to hold him still. Got it? You know? Now, if you find out you can't reach up and put your theta paws on these relatives of yours, why, you just try a little bit harder. Don't go sitting back and say it's all done with postulates anyhow. There's a way I want you to hold her still, see? Crunch! You're going to find out how still something can get before you're through with this. Now, if you think anything else is connected with this figure that is in motion, hold it still, too. Now, there's Mama. Your Mama. Your dear Mama. Your dear sweet Mama. The Mama, the pal of your cradle days. There she is. Now, you hold Mama still. Okay, you're getting a little more successful, aren't you? Huh? Now, is somebody still thinking very foolishly this is done with postulates? Oh, you got the idea now. I want you to hold, get the command. Hold. All right. Now, there's Papa. The pal, the fellow that used to give you a dollar every time you asked for it. Fellow who loaned you his car anytime, gave you his little black address book. There he is, your pal. Papa. Your Papa. Now, you hold Papa still. All right, how you doing now, huh? You sort of getting the idea of holding Papa still?
Yeah.
You know, not, well, there he is. Be still. Now, you hold Papa still, you know, putting that posture. Well, hold still. Now, hold him still. Hold him still. I don't care if you clear at the back of the room. Get your theta pause on these characters now. Now, you hold... See, Mama? There? All right. Now, you hold Mama still. That's good. You getting a little more beef into it now?
Yeah.
You getting a little more Fort Main strength? Hmm? The reason I want you to do that is parents very seldom manhandle their mothers or fathers. Very seldom beat them up. Very seldom touch them. Isn't that kind of obvious? Huh? Well, now there's Papa there. There's Papa. Now, you hold Papa still, and I mean still. How's that? Hmm? Anybody getting better at this? Getting a little better at it? Who's getting worse at it? All right, now look at Mama. Your Mama. The one that used to feed you skim milk. There she is. Now you hold Mama still. All right, how's that?
Okay.
Now, you getting so you can get a little more force in it?
Yeah.
Can you hold her a little stiller?
Yeah.
Huh? Getting so you can hold the whole thing still? You getting so you can use more force on it?
Yeah.
How about you guys there in the back? You getting so you can get a little more force on it, huh? Can? All right, that's quite a long range there, but I'm sure you can do it. Now, you look at Papa. Handsome dog. There he is, the fellow who used to get all of Mama's attention. Now, all right, you got him there? All right, now you hold Papa still. All right, how's that? Hmm? You getting better at it? Can you put more force in it? You getting so you can really connect there better? All right. Now, how you doing on pretending it is Papa or is Mama, huh? Are you doing all right at that, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Now, look at Mama. I remember, get over this old kick of doing it with a postulate. Let's get some force in there. And you hold Mama still. All right. Okay. Does anybody still think there's a wind blowing her dress around? All right. Now, good. Look at Papa. Dear old Papa, that always got the first crack at the funny page and the most comfortable chair, the best cut of meat at dinner. Look at him. Got him there? You got him for sure? All right. Now you hold Papa still. Okay, how's that? Let me ask you this question as we go by this point. Now, are you able to use more force than you did before?
Yes.
All right, now let's see if you can use even more force than you have been using. And you hold... Look at Mama now. Look at Mama. All right, now you hold Mama still. Okay, how's that? Hmm? Mama's easier to hold now, huh? Well, now, there's... You're finding it easier to use force on this. All right, now I want you to use lots of force on it. I want you to use more than you've been using. And I want you to introduce the idea of an absolute into this. An absolute stillness. Now, some of you have been arguing around and saying, well, the world is going around and we're going in various directions. There's molecules in that mass and all of that sort of thing. And aside from this, why, we will hold those still. Now, that's true, isn't it? Some of you have been doing that. Huh? Well, all right, now, we want an absolute entered into this, and I want you to hold all of those items absolutely still, too. You got it? Any molecules that you happen to think of, any turn of earth, anything that's been bothering you about holding this thing absolutely still, you hold that still, too. You got that? Huh? All right, we're introducing the idea of an absolute here. Now, look at Papa. Look at Papa. Now, you hold Papa still. Okay, how's that? Is that better? That better? Now, come on, now, let's not dog off now. Let's do this opposite. Good job. Now, are you finding out that there's a stillness that occurs sometimes just for an instant? Well, you've held it still, haven't you? You've won, haven't you?
Yeah.
Isn't that a little bit of a feeling of relief when you do that? Ping! It's absolutely still, huh? Just an instant of stillness? Well, now, if you haven't been getting too still, you work for that instant of stillness. Now, you'll find it'll lengthen. Got it? All right, now look at Mama. Look at Mama. Look at Mama there. Good. Now, you hold Mama still. Okay, how you doing? Getting any wins? All right. Now, get the idea of force in this now. Get the idea of holding them still with force, actually making contact with them, clamping them down right where they are. Look at Papa. Look at Papa. Now, you hold Papa still. All right, how's that? Are you getting better at this? Huh? You're really getting better at this now, huh? You mean some of you are having some ridges blow or something? Oh, I didn't mean for that to happen. It's not supposed to have any effect on you. You have the effect on the dummy. Now look. Look at Mama. She there?
Yeah.
Look at her. All right. Now you hold Mama still. All right, how you doing? Doing better? Now, can you use more force than you did? Huh? Are you the one that's using the force now? All right, now look at Papa. Look at Papa. Now you hold Papa still. Okay, how is that? Hmm? Are you getting better at it or worse? Oh, you're getting a little better at it, huh? A lot better? No, just a little better. All right. Is anything wrong? Anybody feel like he's going mad? Anybody feel like that? Huh? Anybody feel real restless? You feel real restless, huh? Hey, listen. What did I tell you? I want you to hold this still. Not your mama back on the track, but your mama right here. Now, if you feel restless, you're holding the wrong mama. This is the one we want to hold, okay? Now, let's just establish this mama again. Is this mama here?
Yeah.
Has mama got a little mass?
No.
Has this mama got some mass?
No.
Well, all right. Is that mama standing there?
No.
Well, all right. It does exist then.
No.
You can see it.
No.
Well, all right. All right. Now, you hold mama still. All right, that's a little better now, isn't it? Huh? Is that a little better? Easier to do it that way? All right. Now, just look at Papa again. Look at Papa. Got Papa there? Is Papa standing there? Now, look, factually, is that there?
Yeah.
That right there?
Yeah.
That is there?
Yeah.
Now, this is what you're holding still. That's something back on the track. And I want you to use force to hold this still. Force. That's right. All right. Got it now?
Yeah.
Now, you hold Papa still. Okay, how's that, huh? Now, you still feel as restless you did, or more so? Be honest. You still feel as restless?
No.
Huh? Feel a little better? Well, now, let's establish this real good. Let's establish Mama real, very well. Establish her very well. What year is this? Got it. Well, what year is this? All right. You know that.
Yeah.
You know that. Where are you sitting?
Right here.
Where am I sitting?
Right here.
All right. That's fine. That's fine. It's kind of a tough row to hoe, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Now, there's Mama right there. Look at Mama. Got her? All right, now, you hold Mama still. You doing it?
No.
I'll give you a little tip. If you keep losing at this, you're going to be in horrible shape very shortly, I assure you. Look, tell you what you do. You kind of say, there she is, you know. And you say, crunch, you know. And she's still just for a split instant. You're sure she is, see? Crunch, you know. And then she goes wobble, wobble, wobble. We don't care about that. Just as long as she's still just... Got that? Huh? All right, that's all we want. That's all we want. Now, let's look at her again, and let's just try that. Let's just try for an instantaneous stillness if you're having any difficulty. Now, did you make it this time?
No.
Is anybody hasn't made it yet? All right, okay. You did it that time, huh? I don't care how much force you have to use or what you have to put up around them or how hard you have to scrunch them. Let's make it. All right. Now, look at Papa. Look at Papa. Papa there? Is that Papa? All right. Now, if only for an instant or a longer time, you hold Papa still. All right, how is that? Is anybody still losing? Is anybody winning now more consistently? You winning real consistently now? Is it better? You're really doing better now, huh? All right, if you can get her still at whatever force, just for an instant, right, see if you can get her still for just a little bit longer. And if you can finally relax down to the level of a lightning bolt, to hold her still, that's okay. All right? Go on, look at Mama. Look at Mama now. Look at Mama. All right? Now, you hold Mama still. Okay, how's that? You're getting winnier about this, huh? Well, okay, all right, that's fine. Now, look at Papa. Look at Papa. Is anybody losing badly on Papa still? All right, look at Papa there. Use force, but do it more absolutely. You hold Papa still. Thank you. All right, how's that? Hmm? Are you winning more and more and more? You are, huh? Well, all right. All right. Let's look at Mom again. We're going to run this about two more times, and then we're going to wind it up. Is that all right with you? All right. Oh, we'll get another hour later. All right, you look at Mama there. Now, you hold Mama still. All right, how is that? Get a win? Has she, for anybody, jumped off the table and run around it a couple of times and sprung back up on it again or anything like that? Huh? Now tell me, has she done that? Huh? Has she wiggled a little bit to some people? Well, you're supposed to hold her still. All right, look at Papa. All right, now you hold Papa still. Okay, how's that? All right, gonna be just one more command here. Look at Mama. Look at her. Establish her. What year is it? All right, now look at her real carefully. She is there. All right, now you hold Mama still. How's that? Did you get a win?
Yeah.
We quitting on a win?
Yeah.
Is anybody quitting on a lose? No? All right. Just look at Mama. Good. Look at Papa. Good. Look at Mama. Good. Look at Papa. Good. All right. How are you? All right. Where's the floor? Where am I? Good. Where's the rest of you? All right. Good. Where are you? Good. Where's the right hand wall? Good. Where's the left-hand wall? Good. Where's the back of the room? Good. Where's the ceiling? Good. Where's the floor? Good. All right. Now, as difficult as it is, I know, leave this fascinating pastime, I really factually believe that we ought to have a break, don't you?
Yeah.
All right. You've been very, very good pre-clears, and I will see you again at 4:05.